You ever run over a guy with your car and you kind of panic, you know? So you back up and you run over him a second time. And then you realize you have to get the fuck out of there before the police show up. So you put it in drive again and run over him a third time. What the fuck? Might as well. What else you gonna do at that point? Drive around him? Anyway, as you drive away, did you ever reflect on the fact that each time you ran over him, the crunching sound got fainter and fainter? That's because he already had two good deep grooves pressed into him that you kept driving through. Parents are such fucking doofuses. I saw a bumper sticker that said, "Proud parents of a sailor." What the fuck is so special about being a sailor? How about proud parents of a tailor? Isn't a tailor worthy too? The whole proud parent thing is bullshit. Pretty soon I'm expecting to see proud parents of a child. Have a little self-respect, will you? You never see children with bumper stickers that say, "Proud son of Mr. and Mrs. Clayman." That's because Mr. and Mrs. Clayman are such fucking doofuses. I don't think there's really such a thing as morality. I think it's a human construct designed to facilitate the control of people. Values, ethics, legal standards, all of these things are human-generated, and they're lumped under some vague idea called morality. But suppose humans got it wrong. Suppose there's no actual objective morality. Suppose there's just a natural, worldly, secular, common sense standard of behavior whose purpose is what's best for getting along and what's best for survival. That would be a good system. Why should a system like that be overlaid with a sense of spooky, mystical, judgmental oversight? When this Catholic guy, Cardinal Bernardin of Chicago, died, they praised him for accepting death gracefully. Excuse me, but isn't that what you're supposed to do, accept death gracefully? What's that? You say many people don't accept death gracefully? I see. So now we're evaluating people's behavior and praising them based on what other people don't do. Wonderful. I don't think people should ever get credit for doing something they're supposed to do, even if it's rarely done by others. Condemn the ones who don't do it if you like, but don't praise the ones who do it. Only one of the two behaviors is worth commenting on, not both. You know those broken white lines that separate the lanes on a highway? Have you ever counted them? If you do, you'll find that there are 100 of them every mile. It's true. Each line is 1/100 of a mile from the next one. Count them for yourself as you track your distance on the odometer. Just count how many there are each 1/10 of a mile. There should be 10. But while you're counting, don't forget to keep an eye out for that big 18-wheeler up ahead parked sideways in the middle of the road. Hi, I'm Ferris Banderhead, another bothersome movie star who tells people to support some charity or other in order to make myself appear concerned and to increase my popularity. Not to mention easing the guilt I feel for having much more than I deserve. But enough about me. April is National Hunger Month. In Beverly Hills, we're having our annual hunger banquet and gala called Hors d'oeuvres for Ethiopia. Send in your dollars today and help us feed people around the world who could certainly use a nice hors d'oeuvre. And remember, the sooner we conquer hunger, the sooner we can start working on upset stomach. Thank you. This is Ferris Banderhead reminding you to see my new spy movie, The Snotlocker Papers. I'm Dr. Mannheim of the Mannheim Rehab and Recovery Center. People ask me, how can I tell when one of my loved ones needs help with a substance abuse problem? And I say, if you see them lying in a corner, naked, in a puddle of their own filth, it may be time to think about counseling. Call Mannheim today, and we'll come over and pick them up. But before we get there, please clean up the filth. Uncle Blitzen was a troubled man. As a child, visiting backstage at a concert, he was fondled by a viola player and lived the rest of his days with an unnatural fear of stringed instruments. He was one of the 900 people present at the Jonestown Massacre, but he threw away the Kool-Aid and only pretended to be dead. When everyone stopped moving, he looted the corpse.